Hello, I'm Gary Ade, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Toronto Raptors and the Houston Rockets. Toronto comes in with a record of 23-30. Houston is 13-38 on the year. Over their last 10, Toronto 4-6, but won their last two. Houston 3-7 over that span has also won two straight. So something's gonna give. Here are the numbers. Toronto averages 113.1 per game, gives up 112.6 for a positive differential of 0.5. Meanwhile, Houston scores just 109.6 per game, gives up 116.9 for a negative differential of 7.3. Turnovers, Toronto, one of the best, if not the best in the NBA at taking care of the ball, just 11.3 turnovers per game. Houston, on the wrong side of average by a significant margin, turns it over a lot, 16.3 times per contest. Shooting numbers are similar, 45.3% by the Raptors, 45% even by the Rockets. Rockets are 32.7% from long range, slightly below the 33.3% by Toronto, so neither team particularly good from distance. And free throw shooting, again, advantage for Toronto, 79.2% versus 75.1% by Houston. Houston has 32.1 points per game coming from its bench. On average, Toronto's bench, much worse and really almost anemic at 28.5 points per game from their second squad. The Raptors did win the first meeting of these two clubs, 116-109. They are the road team here without OG Anunoby. Kevin Porter Jr. is out for the home team. Jalen Green, their star young player, is doubtful for the Rockets. And the question is, which set of wings can win this game? Where are you going to get your athleticism, your scoring, your transition from? I like the Raptors here for that reason. Even without Anunoby, I just think they're a slightly better coached team, and I expect them to win. So that'll do it for our on-court look of Toronto and Houston. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer, and we're stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the Toronto Raptors and the Houston Rockets. The lines are currently open, and it favors the Toronto Raptors, sitting at 6.5 in the spread, with the over-under of 230. Now, when you look at these two teams on the offensive end, Toronto averages 113.1 points per game, while Houston averages 109.6. They're overall second-to-last in that category. Now, if you add those two numbers up, you're looking at the under in this game, and the under has been trending, especially on Houston's side. The last four games, the under has been 4-0 in that favor for Houston. Now, they also have a record of 24-27. Now, Toronto has a record of 30-23 in that one. Now, if you look at these two teams head up, you're looking at the matchup against the spread, you're overall looking at a 26-27 record for Toronto, while Houston has a record of 21-29-1. So when you're looking at this right now, you got two kind of struggling scoring teams. I would definitely lean and take the under in this one. And the spread side is kind of large for Toronto. They've been very inconsistent, up and down, up and down. They're going through a trade thing right now. I would just expect this game to be a little bit closer. I don't think Toronto's going to take them that seriously, so I would definitely lean towards Houston in this one in the overall spread. Now, if you want to look at some player prop numbers, one player you got to look at is Pascal Siakam. Right now, it currently sits at 23.5. I would probably lean and take the under in that one because right now, his last 10 games, he's been averaging 22 points. Now, on the other end, Jalen Green is someone I would definitely go with for the Houston Rockets. Right now, his player point size sit at 23.5. Now, if you look at his last six games, he's been averaging 24 points. So I would definitely lean and take the over in that one, especially on the point side for Jalen Green. He's the main scorer on this team. He got to do a little bit more. He's the number one scoring option. I definitely like him in that one. So lean and take the over in that one. So overall, I do like the spread for Houston side on this one based off the numbers. And Toronto and Houston, when it comes to taking that over-under, I would definitely lean and take the under in this game as well. That's our look at the Toronto Raptors and the Houston Rockets. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking the NBA.